bro, like I was saying, I've been nervous about like starting up the podcast again. I said I've been nervous about starting up the podcast again.
I don't know. I mean, I was too. I'm like, what are you just like? What are you talking about? You know, what are you talking about? Pretty much anything.
Basically, like,
this is not gonna be canceled.
Exactly. But look at my last video. I put it up on YouTube
and
I gotta take it down. Just, I feel like more like when you talk about, not even gonna lie right now, it's the whole Jewish shit.
Wrong, see, off the record, I don't know nothing about it. That's going on there, bro.
Well, you know, I'm Israeli, bro.
And I'm like, sound fucked up. You know, I just hate all that shit, bro. Like, all that shit coming out and stopping the freeway and shit.
Honestly, that was a Jewish movement. That's the crazy part. Those are Jewish people. The people that were on the freeway on the 110, those are Jewish people.
So those are people that are against the Israelis?
Because, no, they're Israeli themselves.
Oh, okay.
They're Jewish, and they want a ceasefire. That's what people, it's because people don't understand that, all right, Prime Minister Netanyahu or whatever, bro, right? They don't want bro there anymore. Like, the shit, the politics in Israel is different from the shit you see on TV. Like, everybody's seeing, like, oh, la da da, like, help Israel, just like we were seeing help Zelensky in Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
But, like, the whole thing about it is, now that shit is getting old. Now that the Middle East is more important because they're actually, like, America. Israel is America, bro.
I think it's for an ashtray, but...
Yeah, bro. Basically, it's like here, bro. We don't really want Joe Biden. We just kind of got Joe Biden. Yeah. You get me? Like, I for sure didn't vote for bro. I didn't vote for bro.
I did.
You voted for bro?
Yeah, I'm Democrat. I'm gonna be honest.
And you voted
Cameron Bass?
You voted Cameron Bass?
Fuck, nah. I did the other film. Rick Caruso. So, let's talk about politics, though. So, honestly, bro, I'm sorry, okay. Dumbass, nigga. I don't know nothing about politics. Me neither.
I know
people that don't give a fuck about politics. They're always like, dumb ones. Well, I can give two shits, bro. I'm just working for me, my bag, my family being safe, right now.
The whole thing is like, the whole politics is built up to, like, put you in a position where you have to give a fuck. Now. At least right now. Like, with the whole COVID and all that shit. Like, you got the vaccine?
Yeah, I got the first one.
You got the vaccine. Okay. How do you feel about, like, how they were doing it and how it is now? I don't care about that you took it or that you didn't. Man. I'm just saying, how do you feel that they were mandating it and now it's like,
I mean, I wouldn't call myself like a law-abiding citizen, you know, or anything like that. But I just did it because I thought I was like, it's just what you have to do, you know. So I said kind of like when you got a polio vaccine and all that shit, like people may not believe the government, but like I still believe in science, you know. And I got COVID a few times, you know. I got at least like a bit 3-4 times, you know. And that shit was horrible, you know. The first time I ever got it, I thought I was gonna die. And it's funny. It's literally after I went to this fucking rave. I came back from this rave and I'm sick, bro. And like,
what is it called? Countdown.
Countdown. Yeah, it's like it's a new year and shit.
That's funny.
Yeah,
it pulls up as soon as.
Yeah, it's funny. I got COVID when I came back from that shit, and it wasn't like I don't know it was COVID. You know, nobody knew what COVID was. But it wasn't, I thought
you were
I was
just sick.
I thought I was just like fever or sick, but it was like, it wasn't like a 2-3 day, like a regular 4 day shit. Bro, I was sick for like 20 days. Bro, I swear.
No way.
Me and my whole family were sick, bro. Like, my brother was the first one.
And you guys had already taken the vaccine? Or you guys?
No, this is prior. This is prior to COVID even being out, announced, you know? But it was already, it wasn't announced by the government, like in March, but it was already a thing.
Like, people are already getting sick.
Yeah, it was already a thing in China. Like, because they went on in China like around like September, October type of shit, yeah?
And you think because you went to that big event? Or do you think it was just like...
I think it was that because... Or it could be any reason.
Did you pass it to everybody else or did everybody else get it? Like,
I feel like everybody... I don't know. Who knows? You know, I don't know about the science and that. But point being, I got sick when I came back for that. And I was sick for a good, like, 14, 21 days. You know, that shit was horrible. Me and my whole family were, like, we were literally sick of each other because we were literally all at home. The quarantine wasn't a thing. No, that was a thing, you know? We were just at home because we were dead-ass sick. We couldn't even get up and walk or move, you know?
So when you got stopped getting COVID, like, when you, like, were over the COVID, you went out or you were just, like, still kind of, like...
I went out.
Oh, you went out?
Nah, I went out. I'm not going kind of, bro. I went out.
Even though they were like, you can't go out.
Nah, it wasn't quarantine yet. It wasn't quarantine.
So what about quarantine? When quarantine hit, you were like, I'm still going out?
Bro, when quarantine hit, bro, like, I was jobless, bro. It was type of shit. Because, I had just started a job at Bloomingdale's. It was like 3 days in, bro. And that shit got announced where, like, the city's going on lockdown. And they sent me home early that day, you know? I go home, then the next day I get a call. They're like, oh yeah, like, we're not gonna be moving forward with you. You just have to let go of a lot of people. So I was like, damn,
yeah, what do you got hurt?
I was like, damn, jobless, you know? So that was jobless, you know? Then COVID struck, and I was like, whatever, we just have to stay at home, you know? At first, I did stay at home for like the first 2 weeks, because that's what they said, remember? They just said it was gonna be 2 weeks.
Then they said it was gonna be like a month.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I was excited because me, my partner at the time, and my brother, like, we were all going to EDC, which is in Maine. We're like, oh, like, that's a rave, but we're like, oh, like, we're going to make it for that, you know, like, it's going to be gone by then, you know? That was our thing.
And then what happened? You guys ended up getting canceled or what?
Yeah, I got that shit got canceled.
Everything was getting canceled.
Everything got canceled.
Except for shit in, like, Texas. Like, Joe Rogan was still doing podcasts and like, shows.
Yeah, I don't know about, like, I believe you. But, like, everything was pretty much canceled, like, at least for right here in L.A. So I was like, whatever, you know? And I needed money, bro. Like, we were getting those EDV shit, but I was like, fuck, I need money, you know? Like, I'm getting bored at the crib, you know? I don't like playing video games. Like, I don't find those shit amusing. So, like, I was like, damn, I'm at home doing nothing. I'm more like, I like to be outdoors, you know? Like, at the gym, just exploring shit, you know? Just being out. So I was like, fuck it, I signed up for Uber Eats. Oh, it's Postmates at the time. I signed up for Postmates. And I'm just like working that to work and just to be out the crib, you know? And I was doing that shit, bro. Like, and it was low key one of the funnest jobs I've ever had in my life, bro. It's crazy. Like, you're like, I was like my own boss and shit, bro. But the cool thing, like, aside from being that, like the streets were empty, right? Because nobody else was out. There was parking everywhere, like, the food shit was strictly just food. It was no line, you know, because people weren't out.
Exactly, people weren't out.
It was just catering. All you can do, all you can do is like takeout for delivery and shit. So I'm doing that shit, bro. City's empty. I'm going from house to house to house, and I just delivering this fucking food. But at the same time, I'm exploring the whole city, bro. Like,
and as you saw all this like going down, like, did you ever think like, shit, will life ever get back to normal?
I always knew it would, you know? Like shit like this happens, bro, you know? History kind of repeats itself, like they always say, you know? Like, it's a disease, whether it would be a year in quarantine, 2 years, or 3 years, I feel like life will always come back to what it is. Unless shit gets really fucked, you know, where it's like fucking nuking everywhere and all that shit. I don't think it's ever gonna be like the movies, at least not in our lifetime, you know? Where, like, motherfuckers is on lockdown, you know, like, on some, like, The Last of Us type of shit.
Imagine?
I can't imagine that. I really can't.
Like,
I don't see it ever happening. At least in my lifetime. So I'm just like, fuck it, you know?
Yeah, I don't see America being hurt like that. Like, I think it'll be something else, like catastrophic event, like a big earthquake or like a
nuking or some shit.
Volcano,
you know?
Or a nuke.
Yeah.
Something catastrophic, right, that will fuck up America. But other than that, I think we're like, we're the powerful.
We're solid.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, bro. We are the, like, technically, we are the greatest empire that's ever been.
And we're one of the youngest, too. That's crazy. Like, everything in Europe was already there, pretty much, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, America was here, but I guess the USA, like, it wasn't, like here.
So. Are there any conspiracies you do believe in? The whole...
Like, pinpoint all
the government is conspiring to put COVID, okay. So you don't believe in that. Yeah. Is there anything you do?
I don't know, bro. I don't know if you're looking at conspiracy shit like that. Bro.
Like, nothing ever crossed your mind like, damn, this is kind of like sus.
Like, we'll throw some ideas at me and like, I'll just think of.
For instance, like 9/11 or Hunter Biden.
Fucking bitch.
Mayfair thing with the kids.
I heard about that.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Isn't that shit legit?
Bill Gates.
Isn't that Jeffrey Epstein thing legit?
Oh, Hawaii. That just happened.
Huh?
Hawaii.
What happened in Hawaii? Oh, the fires.
The fire. And how Oprah, like, did the charity, but. And with The Rock.
I didn't hear about that.
No, I didn't hear about that. Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
I don't really hear about. Like, it's funny, I have a coworker. Or I used to have a coworker. You know, he's all into fucking conspiracy shit. Like, fuck you watching that for, you know? But I guess that's just not my thing, you know?
Yeah, and that's
kind of your thing, too, right? You like looking at shit like that?
I mean, it's not that I like to. I just like.
Yeah, like that. I don't have that woke, open mind shit. I'm not
gonna
lie to you, bro.
I mean, that's the whole thing. I'm not woke. Like, you know what woke is, right? Like, woke is...
It's like people like that.
Liberal. Like, the LGBTQ. Those are woke. Those people are the woke.
Oh, like
are they not? Is that not the...
I don't know.
Okay.
We're gonna get canceled for talking about fucking. No cap. before
our
video gets dismantled, bro. Let's not talk about that.
My bad, bro.
Cut it. Cut that, bro. You can't put that in there, bro.
Okay.
We're gonna get fucked. We're gonna get canceled by the world.
Nah, bro. I mean, that's the whole thing, bro. Like, I want to talk about shit. And then, like, regular conversation, you know? Because, like, that's where the conversation leads to.
Yeah.
Really, like, okay, do you know about this? Do you know about that? And that's how I go. But, yeah, bro, I mean, what's the next move for you? I know that the... Because, you know, I've been working out less than a month.
Yeah.
Right?
How you liking it?
I just started.
How you liking it?
It's been 3 weeks.
That's right. How you feeling? How you feeling 21 days into working out again?
Basically, I feel, like, alive again.
That's good, bro.
Did you feel that?
I mean,
when you started again?
Like, to be honest with you, bro, I've been working out since I was like in ninth grade. And it's like, remember grade
school? So you never stopped?
Never stopped. I've always been active in some sort of way. Like, maybe, yeah.
Not like working out, though.
Yeah.
Like, going to the gym?
Yeah, even in COVID, bro, like, I'll work out. I have a barbell in my room. When I used to live with my mom, they're in my stepdad's place. And we used to have dumbbells and all that shit. So I always get it. I have like resistance band. I'll always be doing a workout.
Okay.
I love like that's like one of my things, you know, like I have to be active, you know, like
that's insane, bro. I mean, my whole thing was, you know, I worked out a lot.
Yeah, bro, you were a beast.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. I worked out a lot, and you know, I did water polo at 4 a.m. And then I would go after that, I would go to JROTC and then
bro, we used to have morning practices that early, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then oh yeah, exactly. We both win.
Yeah,
that's insane.
You forgot about that. You just unlocked like a vote.
No,
I had stored it.
Remember the bats in the morning. So like basically at LA High at 4 a.m. If you go to LA High at 4 a.m, you're definitely gonna see some bats.
Bats.
You're gonna see bats.
But at the football practice, we'll low key hear them too, the gym and shit, like the basketball.
That's
gym.
When we got off hella late though, like. Nine.
Like coming back
You have a lot of you, bro. But
somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, bro, that's just crazy, bro. But I stopped, bro. I guess like I got into like drugs, you know, like I started doing Oxy with Nick.
R.I.P.
You remember Nick, right?
R.I.P. So
I used to do Oxy with bro, like me and bro used to trade Oxys, he used to do Zans, you know.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, he passed away, da da da. But, yeah, like, I started just getting into drugs a lot, you know?
Tell me about it.
And I kind of just, like, forgot about working out, bro.
You got into downers and shit.
Good.
If you was on upper, you just was feeling that shit.
Oh, God. I know a lot of guys now that. They do coke, bro.
Looking at one.
And they just like look crazy ripped. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm sober off that like a good. I've been sober off coke since the 25th of November. Clean, so I'm happy about that.
Man, congrats, bro. So you were doing it like proactively, like every day?
Every day. I was on this shit heavy. It's just crazy. Yeah. I mean, I've done a lot of drugs, bro. Like, if you brave, bro, you do a lot of drugs, but. Molly, you know.
I've never tried Molly.
LSD and all that shit. It's cool, you know? It's cool.
LSD, I've done a lot.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Fucking, I hate psychedelics. I had a crazy ass trip in my last time. I'm like, fuck that. I ain't doing that shit though.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What was your worst trip?
That was fucking having crying and what shit. Happened? It just had brought up some shit, you know?
I'm saying like where were you at? Here.
At the crib, oh yeah.
Wow.
Every time I do shrooms outside, I hate it. So like anytime I've done it indoors, I loved it.
Oh, know? Shrooms?
Yeah.
Wow, a high dose.
Fuck yeah, I think I had like an 8.
8.
Yeah, bro. I was fucking like I was fucking crazy as shit, bro. Like,
eighth will do it, dude. Eighth will do it.
Yeah, it was good shit too. Shout out to my Steven, he hooked it up with it. that shit was a crazy ass trip, man. I mean, towards the end, like it became better, but I was like I made it, like I was like right there. I was like, that's all you need, you know. Like you don't need that shit no more. It's cool, you know. And I respect anyone that does it. Because, like, shrooms are crazy, you know, they're sick, you know, I've had great times on shrooms and shit like that. But that last one did it for me. It's like, you know what, I've done it enough times where I don't need it no more, you know?
Okay.
Same with Molly. Like, that's, if you ever try Molly, like, at a rave, bro, that shit is fire, you know? Like,
I was never kind of the go-out type guy. I was kind of like, let's go get fucked up, or no, I'm going to get fucked up by myself.
Yeah.
You get me? And I remember, like, instead of, like, going out and doing drugs, I would do regular shit and do drugs. Like, go to work.
Yeah.
And do, like...
Nah, I was on that shit, too.
Like, 3 Oxy and, like, take a tab. You get me? Just go to McDonald's.
Nah, yeah.
Like, just go to work.
Nah, yeah.
But, nah, bro, it's not cool.
Yeah.
It's not cool. At some point, you get, like... It gets really boring, it gets really lonely.
Yeah.
Like, you just alone all the time, and you rather do drugs than do anything else, basically.
Not facts.
No cap.
I was on downers for a while, too, when I was really, like, low and depressed and life and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was on that shit. I was, like, on Xans and lean and shit like that. I literally just knock out for the whole day, you know?
Yeah.
I'll wake up and I'll knock on more, you know?
I mean, shit, bro. I started doing lean, really, when we were in high school, right?
Yeah.
Have all that? This is insane. There you go. Nah, no cap. I started doing it. I started smoking it.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah, so we would put it on the blunt.
The lean?
Yeah, so we would like dab our finger, like put the little lean, like put a little bit in the tab, right?
Yeah.
Grab your finger and go like that, right? Let it dry. Just dry it. Right, and you roll your weed.
Yeah.
And then, bro, it's the craziest fucking high you'll ever feel. It's like heroin, bro.
Fuck.
I remember one time we smoked it at like 7, bro,
yeah,
to go to school.
Yeah.
And I'm finna go to school right after. Bro, I was wrong, bro. I went up the hill on Rimpa. I got to my house on Saturday in West. And I was just like, bro, I can't go to school, bro. I can't go. Like, I can't. Like, I'm going to knock out as soon as I get to class. So I got home. I slept. Bro, I woke up at 6 o'clock p.m.
Holy shit.
No cap. And that's the same thing for other Joes over there at LA High. I mean, like... They were laced with something or you were doing some crazy other shit. You get me? The edibles were crazy at LA High. Remember people were passing out?
Yeah.
People were passing out off of them.
Yeah. Like
you don't remember why? They were laced.
Yeah, you said they were angel dust.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, what I really like right now is the whole shit that Force is doing. Okay. Force is like really just, that's kind of inspiring, bro. Because Bro used to be really active somewhere else, like in the streets.
Yeah.
And now he's like in the streets for something else. You know, different mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not even on the streets like that, because it's like, bro is trying to like help out the community, and it's kind of crazy. It's just crazy to think, like, bro, you get me?
I see.
And now he's on the news and shit, and it's kind of cool,
yeah,
bro.
It's cool.
Like,
That's pretty tight.
Oh, that's insane.
He's letting stay. He's letting stay.
No cap.
He can get out of prison, you know, or jail, wherever he's at now.
Oh, no cap. Who knows where he's at, bro? I mean, because they haven't posted anything, bro. So I went on their like their socials, and I mean, no one has posted anything. Seems like they're in jail. Just fucked
up.
Detained
right now because detained, bro.
I mean, that's insane, bro. I just find it pretty crazy.
How's the flooring shit going right now for you, bro?
I mean,
how many workers do you have?
I mean, I don't have any workers, bro.
So what's up with the shop today? It's closed.
So I mean, I'm always open, bro.
Okay, but like, so, people can't go in right now, right?
Basically, my shop is a showroom.
Okay.
Right. So it's an office slash owner.
Okay.
So my main marketing is through Instagram, TikTok, and Google, Yelp.
Yeah. Those Facebook, type,
yeah, all that stuff, right? So that's where I generate leads, right? And then I also go, like, out of my way to talk to contractors. I go out of my way to get accounts and shit like that.
Yeah.
With flooring distributors. And then, as far as the showroom right now, like, it's not open, like, without appointment.
Okay.
Basically, it's only appointments.
Okay.
So, if you want to go see flooring, I'll, like, be like, okay, if you want to go see your product at this time and this time, and then we'll set up a date, right?
Yeah.
And then basically, like, they'll look at your type of flooring and then the type of flooring you have and then decide if they want to go with you and your price, you get me? Because there's other companies and there's other, like, shops open.
Yeah.
But I always offer a great price and I always offer, like, installation along with it. And I offer a bunch of stuff. You know, I, like, sell tile, yeah, flooring. I do the construction. I have, like, shutters, windows, gutters, roofing. I know how to, like, basically get permits. I know how to do rough plumbing for a house. You get me? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know everything that comes to do with the construction of a house or ADU. Some laws of Los Angeles, some laws from Downey, laws from here and there.
Yeah.
You get me? And also, I know how to freight anywhere in the United States. Like,
okay.
So I could literally, like, if your mom lives in New York or New Jersey or somewhere,
yeah,
and she wants flooring, she's like, I could ship it from wherever the closest distributor to her is. So, like, let's say, like, I have our distributor that's Dow Tile, right? That's a company that's located here.
Yeah.
But their Dow Tile is from Dallas. You get me? Yeah. Dow Tile. So, like, they're from Dallas and they have company setups in Dallas, but who knows, maybe they have something set up in like Florida,
yeah,
which would be closer to,
yeah, whatever, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'd set it up where I'm talking to the school. Yeah, it's like a lot of processing too, you get me? And like,
I don't know, I thought we were just like installing flooring and stuff like that.
Nah, bro, I do everything, bro. Yeah. And that's the cool part.
It's cool, man.
Because I mainly deal in selling the floor, okay, selling the material. Like,
what got you into that, bro?
I mean, basically, I worked a 9-to-5, bro, and it never led anywhere.
Okay.
Like, I never got a high-paying 9-to-5.
Yeah.
So I was just, like, at McDonald's or Portland Driver.
Oh, because of the record thing, right?
Because I have a record, so I could never, and then when I did ask for, like, a promotion or something,
mm-hmm,
or a higher pay, they would be like, nah. You give me? So I ended up just thinking, like, I gotta go into business for myself, and if not, I'm just gonna stay poor.
Yeah.
You give me?
Definitely.
And especially because I didn't go to college, bro, and now I think about it because I might want to do like the architecture shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I might go back. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about it, but the way business is going right now, I wanna learn more about this. You get me?
Yeah.
Like, stick to one thing right now. Yeah, but that's why I wanna do the podcast again, cause like, I wanna also talk to people like construction people.
Yeah.
I wanna talk to realtors. I don't wanna talk to just like guys that rap anymore. You get me?
Yeah.
That was cool. I'm not gonna lie, bro, it was cool, but like, now I just wanna do a podcast.
Yeah.
You get me? I don't wanna do a specific niche podcast. Yeah.
Exactly. Talk about anything.
Yeah, exactly. Not just, hey, bro, like, what song is this and what'd you do it? And I like it, cool. All right. That's basically like how it goes.
Yeah. That's what you were into music.
And yeah. It was amazing. But now I'm into like construction, I'm into like making money. You gave me, so like that's what I want to talk about too. You gave me like money moves, all that shit. But
have you seen your team win yesterday though? Bro. Did you see this, you watch that game?
It was nuts. It was nuts, bro.
I didn't see it. I heard about the score. I was at work yesterday.
Hey man, it's but like, and then Frank was on Instagram clowning the Raiders.
Oh, because that 3-0 shit?
Yeah. That was fucked up.
It was 3-0, man.
Nah, that was crazy too. That was a crazy game, but
it's not
like,
I honestly don't know.
I think the Raiders,
you guys fucking whooped us too. Oh, you guys beat us by 2 points.
I think the Raiders are building up to something, bro.
Yeah.
I think they're definitely with the coach.
I heard they're talking about John Gruden coming back or something.
Man,
you think they're still paying him since he signed that 10-year? And they just have to cut that. Bro. Did you still get paid after that shit? You signed a contract. Paying him like what, like $10 million each year? It's crazy.
I mean, you heard about that? What's the Asian guy's name that just got hired for the Dodgers?
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, Ohtani. That guy's getting a good contract, bro.
He's almost out of Billy. That's crazy,
bro.
Oh no, he is.
And you know what? Eden and Amorado was talking about.
What?
About the whole shit, like, oh, they're gonna give him $700 million, but they can't help out the people that were displaced still from the Dodger Stadium. And I was just like, damn, everything leads back to like this politics shit, and I was like,
I mean, we have to get Shohei.
You're like, hey, bro. Bro. Nah. That's a good contract, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
For him.
Fuck yeah. He's going to be buying, too. I just know it.
You're just going to be seeing him in a Ferrari somewhere in LA.
He was already balling before.
No, but the whole thing is, like, he's getting paid $2 million for 10 years, right? Yeah. And then at the end of the contract, he gets paid the lump sum.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be balling right now. Bro, he's getting a pay cut.
I think his endorsement deals each year is like 42 million. Just that amount, you know?
Okay.
And he was with the Angels, and the Angels were fucking giving him loads of fucking money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy how, I mean,
they still have money.
Do you think he'll ever plan on like learning English? He's like,
I'm sure.
He just has a translator all the time. I figured, like,
he probably will. Who knows?
After a while, you want to try.
And after a while, especially with your teammates and shit like that.
Yeah.
Unless those who learn Japanese.
I doubt it, bro. I doubt people like will try to learn that because it's a little harder than in another, you know, let's say Brazilian for an English person.
Yeah.
Or Portuguese, I mean. Sorry. Do you speak any other language other than English and Spanish?
No, just that.
That's it?
Yeah.
So you're bilingual?
Bilingual.
That's cool. I just speak English and Spanish.
I'm duolingual, right? Because it's two?
Yeah, you're bilingual.
Oh, bilingual, my bad.
Yeah, that's dual citizenship you're thinking about. Because you have two citizenships. Yeah. But the homie, bro, he's trilingual, bro.
That's it.
It's kind of crazy. I'm like, bro.
What's the language?
Portuguese. And I'm like, bro, you'll get hella females with that shit, with that language, bro. That's crazy, bro. He's like, yeah, I do. Bro. So, like, have you ever thought since... Oh, back on that subject of working out, right?
Yeah.
So, because I'm 3 weeks in, right?
Yeah.
We went way off. I'm 3 weeks in, right? And... Now, like, shit on my TikTok and my Instagram is popping up differently, like workout shit.
Your
right?
phone listening to you, that phone listening.
So it started saying that shit, but now it's telling me like trend and you know like insulin shit. Yeah. I'm like, oh fuck, like HBG something.
Yeah,
bro, I'm like
go home and check.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, this is like crazy how fast your phone like will go there. It'll go to the deepest part of the fucking. You get me?
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking like, should I change this? He's like, then the I see one, bro. He's like, you guys are talking about my balls are small. Like, he's like, I just wanted to let you know, you don't need your balls. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy talking about, bro? He's like, balls are technically just like things that disturb you from working out.
Dang, that's what.
He's like, but I do still get like with this product. He's like, he showed the HB whatever, right? He's like, this shit, I get huge loads, and that shit was funny, bro. Yeah. Yeah, my phone went there, bro. My phone went to the deepest part to work it out, bro. Like, real fast.
That's what I mean, you're back in here, so right? 21 days?
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
What are you doing right now? What are you doing?
I'm basically just doing, like, body workout. I'm not doing too much weights and stuff, like, because I do have some injuries and stuff like that, and they have come up because, you know, I did break a lot of bones and all that shit, so... And yeah, bro. So I'm taking it slow, but I'm trying to do it. You give me like still going a little bit further than I want to.
Yeah.
So like I get that sweat out, cause like I don't want to just go to the gym for nothing either. You give me like I want to see a result.
No, yeah.
Actually, you give me so.
I mean, you're going the right way. I mean, you don't see results in 2 weeks.
I mean,
you gonna get it, bro. You gonna get it.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying, bro. I'm trying. Yeah. That's all you could do, really. Like, no, get up every day and beat that demon that tells you don't get up.
You know? All you can do is try.
Yeah, I mean. Because I be thinking, bro.
If you in it for like 3 months, you're going to start seeing a difference. And then 3 months, that's 6 months in. Then now you're going to start seeing that shit. And since you got all that excess protein in you right now, bro, like, you're going to start being stocky, you know, like muscular, bro. Just keep going at it, bro. Don't give up.
Okay. I remember I was asking people before, and I was like, what's the best way to go? Da, 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 da. But I think it's just like, just go.
Just your way. Yeah, just your go. Way, you know?
Yeah.
You can look at all these videos and shit like that.
It's but it doesn't.
It's go do it. Let's go do that shit.
Yeah, exactly. And I had totally forgot because it one video kind of woke me up. It was like, you're not going to do anything you don't love.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I love working out, bro. Yeah. And I was like, what? Let me go do that shit.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, now that's what I think every morning. I feel better right after. I'm like, so, fuck it. Let me go do it.
Yeah. It's just discipline, really, you know?
Okay.
And like, if you're disciplined with yourself, that means you respect yourself, you know? You respect yourself, and you know, you think highly of yourself, you know? Like, you love yourself and shit like that. So I feel like, you know, just staying dedicated to whatever you want to do, you know, like whether it's working out, you know, when you're doing that shit, you got to make sacrifices, you know, like not going out like late the night before or whatever it is, you know, not eating that, not eating too much or whatever the fuck it is and shit like that.
Not eating an extra slice of whatever pizza.
I mean, you can eat it, you're hungry, eat that shit, to be honest, like why starve? Like if you're hungry, eat it, you know? Because food is good. Food is energy, you know?
Yeah.
And if you just have a lot of energy right now, you know?
You seen that? The UFC fighter that he says all he eats is pizza and pasta.
I believe it. Yeah, food is energy, you know? It's not bad. Food is not bad.
Okay. So, have you traveled any places since the last time we talked? Traveled?
This year, I didn't even do it. I went to Coachella. That shit was fun, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, that shit was good as fuck.
So what is fun. Coachella? Like, I know about Coachella.
It's like a big festival.
Okay, is it like Flognog almost?
Better.
Okay.
I've never been to Flognog, but...
I've never been to...
But it's like that.
Coachella.
Times like 10. Coachella's fucking awesome, bro.
No cap.
Yeah, it's like all types of music.
What'd you go see exactly?
Like my favorite one was probably Bad Bunny. Like that shit was.
Oh, tight. Bad Bunny!
Yeah, he was out there. I had a lot of EDM artists out there. This guy right there, Fisher. It was a guy named Fisher. He had a back to back. So a guy named Chris Tate. So it was epic. There's a lot of cool things like Calvin Harris, an OG DJ.
Oh really?
Yeah, he was out there. There's a lot of. It was.
Is there a lot of drugs over there? Like people just like selling it openly?
Not openly. But there's a lot of drugs out there. I mean, I was on drugs out there.
Okay, yeah. So, like, let's say you want to get a specific drug, like, out there. How would you do it?
I'll just ask around, to be honest. But just ask. But that's kind of like, that's kind of like narc vibes, you know? I was like, like, I don't know. You seem like you're going to arrest me if I ask you. So I wouldn't say anything, you know?
Exactly. I figure because I always bring my own drugs everywhere I go.
Yeah, that's what, I have my sources and, like, where to get the shit. And at the time, like, I trusted them, so... And I always, like, if I'm going to someone, like, you know, if you went to a club to pick up, like, you gotta have faith, you know?
Exactly.
Always try, you know, you earn that trust with them, you know? So my shit typically is always clean, but I always test that shit, especially when I do pills.
Okay.
But that's what we did out there, like, I had them pills and shit out there, a little bit of snow.
Is there anything you still want to try?
Nah, I think I've done it all, to be honest. Except like, heavy shit, like,
DMT?
Like, I've never done DMT or heroin or meth. Or crack, but I don't want to do that. Nah, I'm done with psychedelics, bro. That's just crazy. Psychedelics are crazy.
You're done with that.
Yeah.
And you're done, and you think you'll ever do coke again?
Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
You can't assure.
Yeah, that one's crazy. Like, hopefully not, though. You know, I've been doing good. You know, I don't really want to try that shit. I don't get to crave.
Do you think that if you ever went back, like, to doing coke, you would, like, keep doing it?
Nah.
No.
I'm too disciplined. Let's say I have a cheat day like once a year, maybe, if anything, you know, type of shit. But I'm too disciplined, you know?
If I take a pill, bro, I know my brain will just go there.
Go back. No, yeah.
That's why I like never.
No, yeah, it's better.
Yeah,
to do
you know?
Nah. I feel like I'm strong, you know, like whatever.
You drink?
Yeah.
You still drink?
Yeah, I still drink, yeah.
Okay.
I don't do that as often as I used to, but I drink, you know?
Okay.
What
do you like to drink?
Like, when we're chilling here, we sip on a Michelob right now. You know, just chill vibes, you know? A little beer, you know? Watch our carbs real quick. We're not like party nanny, so don't need to take shots, you know, we gotta continue the day after this too, you know.
Yeah. But I don't like tequila.
I love tequila, bro. Tequila.
I don't like tequila, I don't like vodka. That's my like two vodka things too. I just don't like. I like whiskey.
Whiskey's good.
Bourbon's
nice.
Like cognac. Yeah. I fuck with that wine. Wine's heavy, yeah.
I haven't had wine in a minute, but yeah, it's a big one.
No cap. I used to get wine all the time at Whole Foods and get a steak. Bro, I fucked that whole bottle up with the whole steak, man. I'll kill that shit. And that's my favorite thing.
I'm fucking hungry now, bro.
No cap. No. After this, I mean, usually when I come out here, I'll either have Tito's Tacos or Lucy's. That's about it.
I'm gonna take a piss real quick. But fuck both those places.
Fuck both those places?
Yeah, fuck both those places.
But, yeah, bro. I'm gonna cut this part. Probably. Maybe. Probably not. Taking the piss, and I'm over here in the living room watching these weird videos.
When's your birthday?
November 18th. What's your social, bro?
Fuck you.
Yeah, bro.
What'd you do for your birthday?
I went to Korean barbecue. And then I went shooting. Allegedly.
What Korean barbecue you got?
Allegedly shooting. I went to some, I don't know, Dim Young?
What was that?
I don't know. But honestly, bro, it's like the... Have you ever been to Hawaii?
No.
So in Hawaii, everything is named the same, basically. Lahui, Oahu, Wiwi, Panini. Like, it's a bunch of hee hee bee bee, the she she shit. You get me? Same thing with Asian shit, bro. Like, I really can't, like, I don't remember the shit you gave me, Dim Young Sun.
What was it?
It was in Anaheim.
Oh, damn. That was
far. I mean, I live in Bell. I live in the Bell area. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, the whole Bell system is fucked up, too. Bell is over there. I mean,
what's going on over
there? Someone got shot over there. It was a friend's uncle, and he was riding his bike along the street right there with the military bases on Bell. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen it? It's a military base.
No.
It's a military base where they keep a bunch of equipment. He was basically riding his bike, and the cops shot him like 6 times in the back.
Damn.
He wasn't armed. He had no weapons. So, bro was in critical condition for like a month. Ended up surviving. Actually, it was 9 shots. It was 9 shots. I remember. So, yeah. And it turns out they shut off all the cameras. And that shit would happen to me too. Like, the police would pull up on me and they would shut off the camera, right? Back when I used to have my little Mercedes, when I used to like tint it and all that shit, like, you look sus, you get me? So the police treat you kind of sus.
Yeah.
When you're driving a construction truck and it says construction business, da da da, they treat you like, you know, da da da, like a business. In other words, when I had the Benz, da da da, and I was smoking in there, they would treat you like shit. They'll be like, "What are you doing in my neighborhood?" Shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? It's my neighborhood. I live right here. You get me? And they'd be like, "Nah, you can't be smoking in Bell. Like, you shouldn't be smoking in Bell." In which case, like, across the railroad tracks, Sunnyland Park, which has all the shops.
Yeah.
Like, you could just walk across the street and pick up weed. Think about that. Like, so how are you gonna tell me not to smoke in your neighborhood when there's a weed shop right across the street? Don't make no fucking sense. And I remember the homies got stopped over there in Bell too. But I mean, the whole system is fucked over there too. So it used to be cool. Like, it was just a bunch of Hispanic people, and like it looked like a little Mexican area, but there was like not a lot of homeless, no gangs. And then maybe like COVID happened, and then just like homeless, gangs. Boom. It was just like, it ended up like, now it's fucked all the time. You see them pulling people over and making them get out of their car and getting on the sidewalk.
What?
What?
They're checking their cars or
something? No, like, that's the regular procedure in Bell.
No way.
So they, when the regular procedure in Bell is they
pull you over,
they pull you over, they put you under arrest, and they sit you on the curb, and they talk to you. That's the procedure.
Remind me never to go to Bell, bro.
Like, literally, bro. And I've seen it happen, and it only happens to certain people. Like, people that have, you know, they look a certain way.
Fit the profile.
Exactly.
Fit the description.
Exactly. They fit the profile. And I used to fit the profile a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, I'm in a work truck, and I'm like, I'm usually dressed in a collared shirt. You get me? Like, in a collared shirt, no one's thinking you're doing anything.
Right.
Yeah. And honestly, bro, people treat you differently when you're dressed that way. Like, I'll walk into a regular store, and people treat me 100% differently, like, than what they used to. Like, they used to watch me, bro. I mean, you ever had like a person like walk behind you, like a Target employee or something?
Yeah.
Never happens to me now. It never happens.
Actually, they'll never do that to me.
Never?
Yeah.
Well, that used to happen.
That's what happens when you go into like a liquor store, or, like, that's owned like by.
By what?
By like Asians or. Indian people and shit like that. We just have Asians tonight.
No cap. So, tell me the story about the cause, bro.
Oh, I'm getting arrested.
Tell me the story, allegedly.
I found it in the street.
Found it in the street, but your homie found it where?
Inside an art. Inside like little shop of motors. Yeah.
So you bought it from a guy that in COVID.
Yeah.
He told you a story?
Yeah. Told me he came up on it from the store.
No way.
Yeah, he needed the money. So I told him I'll give you $500 for it. I gave him $500 for it, you know?
No way.
Yeah.
That's a deal.
Put it in my car. So the only thing is it doesn't have a year or it's not connected. The other piece is right there. But I should still work with the company, I think.
So did your friend get anything else?
That one. I bought it on him too.
That's it. My friend, he got a bunch of shit from downtown.
Yeah. My friend,
yeah. Yes, PS4 from a kindergarten class. He broke the window in downtown. And people were watching, the cops were watching him.
Yeah.
And they didn't do nothing anymore.
That's good. That's good.
Okay. But it was a cool little fun time, huh?
That shit was tight. I mean, it must have been tight.
No cap. Must have been cool. I wasn't there. The homies were there. All the homies.
Ah. I was just crib, you know, poker shit.
I'm gonna give all the addresses of all the homies that did it.
Oh.
What's your address, bro? Nah, bro, but yeah, man. I mean, did you go to college?
I went to community college for like a semester.
A semester?
Yeah.
What happened? What made you like feel like fuck this?
I don't know, man. This isn't a fuck. I mean, I fucked with it. It was kind of cool, you know. But I guess I just need a breath, to be honest. It's a word. I was going through personal shit, you know.
So right now, what do you do?
I do sales.
Your sales?
Yeah, I do sales. Yeah, I'm in sales.
Really? Okay. That's awesome, bro. Have you ever thought about, like, selling for yourself?
Yeah, man.
What do you sell right now?
Like, picking a corner or some shit?
No. Hey, no. Bro, I know, homie, he's a pill, bro.
I work at AT&T at the moment.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's cool. I like it, yeah. It's cool.
So do you make commission?
Yeah, I make commission. I make hourly when I'm in there.
Really?
Yeah. I like it. It's cool, you know. It's not what I want to do for the rest of my life, but paying the bills right now, you know. It's a little step up, you know. Oh, but yeah, definitely not what I want to do. So I don't want to, like, plateau here, you know, and keep on elevating. But it's been cool, you know. I've been having a good time at work.
I do sales, too.
Yeah, right. With your business.
So if you ever want to sell anything else, you know you can hit me up. Like, if you want to sell flooring, if you want to sell construction, if you want to sell whatever, bro. I sell roofs, you know?
Yeah.
You can always get commission that way, too. And I offer a 50% commission.
Okay.
So, whatever you find, 50% of that profit will go to you. So, that's how I work. Because I'm a beginning business, you know? And if you get in early, you get me, like, I'm going to keep offering people this. You get me, like, I always tell people, you're welcome to join. I have yet to find the person that really is down. Like, I've had people that, like,
come
tiptoe in, and then they, fuck, I really don't know. You get me? But sales is really easy.
Yeah.
A lot of people overcomplicate it. But, I mean, when someone's coming to you wanting something, they want it. You get me? And that's why they come to you.
Yeah.
You get me? And the point is, like, not to scare them away from it.
Because
they're coming in to buy.
Even if they're not coming in to buy.
Even if they're not coming in to buy.
You can make them buy. Or you can convince them in a way.
Not convince them, but show them what they're missing or show them the value that it'll bring to them.
True.
Because, I mean, for instance, renovating your home, it brings equity.
Definitely.
It brings value. You get me? So if you're trying to sell your home, and because I'm also getting into real estate.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Like, I have a lot of real estate friends, and, like, I look at deals online and stuff, and I try to talk to as many people as I can daily so that I can, because, like, after this, bro, like, I go talk to contractors. You get me? I'm talking to people that, like, are, like, just working for themselves. Mm-hmm. And they're serious people, bro. Like, they're not playing about their time, and they're not playing about their money. And sometimes it gets complicated with friendships along those lines, mm-hmm. along your career lines. But it's better to find partners and friends in that sense.
Yeah.
You get me? Because when you make it a partnership, then you're both winning and losing at the same time.
Yeah.
For instance, if me and you get into business, if you lose a sale, we lost a sale. Not just me. If we gain from that, we profited. You get me?
Yeah.
So that's why I like to make it clear. Like, I had like 3 people, right? Come in. I interviewed them and I explained them the details, and then I tell them the ordeal, and they overcomplicated themselves. They're like, I'm like, just do it. Just do it, trust me. What are you doing right now? Oh, this, I'm working this.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that? No, I don't want to work this by myself. I want to make my own house. I'm like, I'm giving you that opportunity. You know, people are still scared because they have the addiction to that weekly or that bi-weekly payment. That's the addiction that, I mean, versus you make commission, so you also, that's incentivizing you.
Yeah.
It's more like incentivizing you. You get me? You're not obligated to sell.
Yeah.
Because if you don't sell in a week, I mean, you still get paid for your week.
Right.
They'll probably be like, hey, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why are you not selling?
Yeah.
And then they may be like, hey, you got another week to get your shit.
Yeah, bro.
You get me? Like, if you don't, then we're going to have to talk about something.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, that's basically it, bro. And people overcomplicate it. But, like I said, bro, even if you not you yourself, you don't want, if you know anyone that they want to, like, sell, because that's what I want, bro. I want a team.
Okay.
I want to build a team that, because this, bro, construction is growing.
It's growing.
Construction is growing.
Yeah.
And, bro, this year alone, I want to say I made 100K cash flow.
Nice.
They give me, and that's my first year. I got a contract with Coca-Cola.
Push out.
I got a contract with YMCA.
Shit.
I got a contract with Long Beach Memorial Hospital. Mm-hmm. I got a contract with, like, a couple churches. Mm-hmm. And that's all along my first year of business. You get me? So, like, and that's me doing it by myself. And if I always felt like if I had a team, like,
they're making that tips, like, five
exactly.
for.
Exactly. And that's where I want to get to, bro. I want to automate it to the point where I can do this, and people are over there on the phone. You get me? Right now, like, for instance, I'm technically, like, clocking off.
Yeah.
You get me? I'm clocking off, and no calls are coming through because I put it on airplane mode to record, to, like, not invest my time over there.
Right.
You get me? But no cap, I mean, it could be a lot better. And I think it'll happen, bro, but I just gotta keep going.
Facts, gotta keep on going.
Just like working out.
Oh God, that's all it is.
Just like working out.
Keep going at it.
I mean, I have a homegirl. She's a real estate agent. She wakes up like at 4 a.m, bro. She works out, and then she has, like, a meeting every day with, like, her, like, motivational partner.
Okay.
And I guess they motivate each other, and they run through each other's schedules, and then they go do their schedules, and it'll be, like, 6 meetings and this and that, and, like, a house showing.
Yeah.
She stays busy. And that's, like, crazy. That's, like, inspiring as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, she has a whole schedule every day. It's cool. That's insane.
That's cool, yeah.
You get me? I don't have that.
No, you don't have like a routine?
I don't have a routine. Now I'm building.
Yeah.
You get me? I do this shit in the morning, and then I'll go work out, and I'll go do my business shit. And then while I'm working out, I'm also answering phone calls sometimes. You get me? If I have to. For instance, because I don't ever not answer the phone. If someone calls me, I always answer. Every time.
Yeah.
Except for like spam calls, you can see.
It's just that. Like that. Yeah.
But yeah, I always answer the phone while I try. And have you ever thought about like something like that? Like working for yourself?
Yeah.
In terms of what would you like to do?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. But I would love to work for myself. Be my own boss. It's probably the goal. I just don't know what I build.
Me personally, bro, I'm going to tell you what my mom told me. Pick something and run with it. Yeah. Pick something and run with it, bro. Because or else you're going to stay. You're like, oh, fuck, what can I do? And that's how I was for a long time ago. Like, that's how I went to college. I was like, I want to know what I want to do. Then I'm like, it's all algebra. And fucking back to high school.
Right.
I'm like, fuck this. So I left. I'm like, we'll go learn from the real world. And you know, now I am where I am. You know, I work for myself. And like I said, I made 100K this year, and I ain't touched the fucking clock.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't touch the keypad where you put your fingerprint on. Nothing. I didn't clock in at all this year. You get me? And I could have, because like people were offering me like nighttime jobs. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I just like, well, I wanted to focus on the business.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm gonna keep doing, bro. I'm gonna keep focusing on building that shit.
That's tight, bro. Congrats, man.
I mean, you gotta think about it. It's just cash flow. It's cash flow. Because you also gotta think about expenses. Rent.
Okay.
Da-da-da. Food. Gas. Insurance. Internet. Monthly.
Right.
Monthly. And then you got your regular expenses. Your real rent. Your real dogs. Or cats, or whatever you have, and you gotta worry about your habits, your smoking habits, your eating habits, your blah blah blah.
Yeah.
You get me? You want to take a girl out? You want to take? You want to take a trip? You want to go out with the homies? Like, all that shit is money. And like, bro, I got like, you know, I got money in the bank. It's just like that shit's just not mine.
Yeah.
Like, I can touch it, but it's not. I don't consider it mine. You get me? I just like forget about it. You get me? And so I live modestly as fuck right now. Right now.
Yeah.
But eventually, hopefully, it's not like that when I'm living so fucking modestly. And I'm like, I could buy a car and I could do this and I could like boom, boom, boom. I buy a fucking Rolex. Just a shit. Just a shit, man. You get me?
Yeah.
But, no, not right now, bro. Since this is the start, you give me.
Yeah, definitely, bro. That's why I'm being money. This is good.
Oh, God. Damn, this guy looks old. He's rapping, bro. That's crazy. Who is this?
I have no
idea. Paul Wall. I've never heard of him before. Have you? He looks like 60, 50, no?
Yeah,
49, oh shit. 50 something, 51. I know, bro.
Hey,
I know him. He's from Texas.
Yeah. He was in Texas for a while, right?
No. I've never been to Texas.
No?
Never. You?
Nah, never.
What states have you been to?
Been to like New York, Jersey.
New York?
I went to New York.
That's it. What'd you do over there?
I went out there with the homie.
Yeah?
And I went out there with the homie. Hey, we was just chilling out there, you know? Yeah. So I was like, 20.
That's it.
I was 20.
So New York, New Jersey, yeah. California.
Nevada.
Nevada for Vegas or what?
Yeah, Oregon. Oregon. Went to Portland. I visited Washington too.
Oregon, Washington.
Oregon and Washington.
Okay.
That's it.
Mexico?
I went to Tijuana. Yeah.
Tijuana?
Mexico.
Okay.
I was supposed to go to Miami in November last month.
Miami in November, huh?
But I flaked like 3 weeks before the trip. I told my boys I'm not going.
Damn.
Sorry, boys.
No cap.
But I have my plane ticket and everything.
So do you gamble?
I do a little bit of sports gambling. I did a little bit of gambling out there in Vegas too.
Okay, what'd you do out there?
Roulette. Blackjack, some slots. I lost like 250,
but
it's the game.
That's the game, right?
You lose some.
You definitely lose some. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I was in Prize Picks. I haven't even heard about it.
Yeah.
I was in that. Hit a couple plays.
Russell's gonna do it a lot. Frank.
I was hot all November. I was hitting, but I probably made like a good 2K.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the thing is, like, it was just 2K, you know, like I didn't touch the 2K, you know, because then I see that 2K and I'm like, let me make some more money, you know. Mm-hmm. So when I deposited it, I only had like 650, you know.
What?
Because the rest I used to gamble even more.
Oh,
and this time I was like, big bucks, you know, like I got it like that, you know, like
let me put that,
I got it, like I'm about to even, like,
you know, I'm about to hit this bar late, right?
Go big or go home, you know. And so I was like, fuck, no. And I was like, whatever, you know, I'm gonna take my money out. That's 650. I want my boys to Vegas, pretty much, you know, pretty much pay for my trip, pay for everything.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, that's and cool. Even for my gambling that I lost, pretty much, you know.
What's happening?
It is 3:48.
Okay, for sure, then, bro. I mean, I'm finna end it.
Yeah.
That way, you know, if you have shit to do as well, you get me?
Yeah.
But thank you, bro, for doing it.
I should try to do it now.
Shit, I'm just gonna stop this right quick.